Now, let me introduce you to someone who's 4,000 years old. No, it isn't my geology teacher, just joking. This actually is a wonderful paper. It's in Nature this week, and scientists have actually come face-to-face, at least genetically speaking, with someone who, unfortunately, no longer has any descendants. This is an individual who was one of the Sakak people who were one of the first inhabitants of what's Greenland today. And researchers have managed to perform a complete genetic sequence of this individual using traces of hair that turned up in an archaeological dig. And this dig dates from between about 4,000 and 5,000 years ago. That's the stratigraphy that they've got there. And what they were able to do is to find some hair samples which were mixed up with some bone. And hair is, it turns out, quite a good way of getting intact DNA out. And so they extracted DNA from this individual and have sequenced him genomically and then done a trick called defining single nucleotide polymorphisms, SNPs, or SNPs for short. Long word, but what this means is they're like genetic signposts or flags along the genome, and they single out specific genetic hotspots that tell us about the genetic sequence either side of where they are. And because modern-day populations inherit all of the same SNPs, you can ask, well, what SNPs has this person got in common with modern-day populations? And that tells you two things. One is, who is this person who they found from 5,000 years ago related to? And also, what did he look like? We know it's a him because they've sequenced his DNA and we know it was a he. But the interesting thing that emerged was, first of all, we know that he was very short in stature, which is consistent with someone living up in the cold, frozen north. He also had very brown skin and dark eyes, very thick, wiry hair, a tendency to baldness in common with many men, and also had dry earwax. There are two different polymorphisms, types or genes that cause earwax. There's one type of wet earwax and one type of dry earwax, and he was of the persuasion that had the dry earwax. And that is interesting because that tends to associate with people who are from the east. And therein lies an interesting story, because people thought this tribe of people got into Greenland because they spread there from neighbouring areas of Inuits who were in that area already, and also in the Americas. Those people got there about 13,000 years ago. This person bears no genetic resemblance to those populations at all, much more closely related to people from Siberia. And so what this is telling scientists and archaeologists now is that there was a second migration of people into Greenland, what they call the New World Arctic, about 5,000 years ago. These people must have trekked out of Siberia, gone across the Bering Strait, crossed North America, and gone into Greenland. And the sad news is he doesn't have any descendants that we know about still alive today. But there we are. It's amazing what the power of genetics can do now to tell us about what people were doing 4,000 years ago and even what they look like.
Extraordinary. Looking back into the past with these modern techniques.